You're tuned to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, maybe you're the sort of person who likes nothing more than getting all dressed up and going for a night out. Maybe off dancing, see a film, or maybe go down to your local theatre. I don't know, maybe you're more the couch potato type. Bit of staying doors, you know, it all seems too much trouble, really, doesn't it? You prefer the comfort of your own home, lazing around on the sofa, yeah? Well, if you're the stay-at-home type, but you enjoy the theatre as well, well, we've got just the thing for you. Home theatre, where the theatre comes to you, yeah? Well, here to tell us about this exciting project here in East London, we're joined now live in the studio by Shawab Iqbal, producer at the Theatre Royal in Stratford. Shawab, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Home theatre, come on, what's this all about then, eh?
Well, it's a festival which is going to happen on the 26th of October, that's a Saturday, and in a nutshell, it's going to involve 30 pieces of theatre in 30 different houses being performed across London at the same time, in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, now hang on, I'll have to try and get me wrap my head around this one. Now, it's 30 pieces of theatre happening, yep, in 30 people's homes, yeah?
Yep, at the same time.
At the same time.
Yep.
Well, and I'm just thinking, a theatre, you go to the theatre and like there's, you know, I haven't many 100 seats or something at the theatre on the strap, but I don't know how many 100 seats you've got. It's not the biggest theatre in the world, but you know, there's a couple hundred seats.
About 400.
Is it 400? Yeah, as many as that. Yeah. Okay. Now the people come and watch it. If somebody has this in their home, how can people go and watch it? I don't understand. This doesn't make sense to me.
So what we're saying is, so you know, if it was my house that it was taking part in, when the actual performance happens, we're asking the homeowner to invite their friends and family.
Right.
Yeah. So for free, you know, we're not charging for it at all. So you will still have a small audience watching the performance. So it's slightly different to what we
normally do. Okay. Yeah. I'm just thinking, I mean, how many actors have been involved? I'm just thinking, you know, like if you live in a little flat, I mean, you can't exactly get, you know, the full cast of, I don't know, I mean, of Les Miserables in there, could you, eh? It's not going to work.
The idea is that we're going to have one actor. So all the shows that are going to happen in these houses are going to be, you know, a show with one actor or one actress. So it's a one-man show almost.
Right, okay.
So that kind of, you know, avoids that trouble of having a cast of 20.
Yeah. The cast of hundreds sort of thing.
So yeah, that's the plan, yeah. And we're hoping to have, you know, actors from, you know, a variety of the different shows that we've done in the past, like The Harder They Come, the musical we did last year, Var Var Girls.
Oh, that was down at all these at the Theatre Royal in Stratford, of course. Yeah.
So that they're all going to be, you know, familiar faces that have done stuff with the theatre before, and you've probably seen them, you know, on TV and in other theatres.
Yeah, some quite well-known people, didn't they?
Yeah, really exciting, yeah.
Okay, so what happened? Okay, I'm just thinking, okay, so what happens is you invite all your friends around and your friends and your family, and they all sit down in their living room, all on the sofa, and they sit there, and somebody comes in and does a play. I mean, who's written the play? What play? Are they all doing the same play? Are they doing different plays? Because it's all happening in 30 different homes right way across London, I mean, you know, what play is it they're going to be doing?
Well, the pieces of theatre which happen during the festival are all going to be based on the person whose home we're performing in. So if you decide to apply, you'll meet the actor who's working with you to perform the piece on that Saturday.
Right.
And they'll find out more about you, you know, your likes, your dislikes, the first time you fell in love, your first day at school. So they'll find out as many stories about you and so on. And then they'll then go away and create a show which is made for you. So what we'll have,
right, so not only do you get it in your own home, the play is like centered around you.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds a bit spooky to me.
So you know, you don't have to tell us your deepest, darkest secrets.
Oh, right,
whatever.
Okay.
You
want to,
you know, sort of
I'm not even that exciting. I wish I had a deep, dark secret. I've always wanted to have a deep, dark secret. I won't ask you. You said before, you're not going to ask me any awkward questions. I won't ask you. Come here, bro. Can you just tell us? You know, what you know? Okay. Okay, so where does this idea come from? Because I mean, I've never heard of this sort of thing before. But like people go around. Where does this idea come from?
Well, our artistic director, Kerry Michael, was in Brazil for the first 3 months of this year,
right.
And he sort of saw the beginnings of this idea happen in Brazil.
Okay, they're doing this in Brazil already.
Yeah. So it's happened in Brazil. Some of the performances took part in the favelas. So it was all in areas where people didn't really experience theatre. It wasn't something which they did in their day-to-day life. And that's what we're trying to do here in Stratford as well, you know, making sure that those performances happen in homes where people might not really go to the theatre that much, you know.
Okay, for lots of different reasons. You don't want to go to people who always go to the theatre. You're looking for people.
Yeah. Because it's all about, you know, the theatre royal bringing theatre to the people.
Right.
You know, that's something that we try and do all the time through the shows that we have on our stage, all the work that we develop. And again, this is another project where, you know, we really want to engage as many different people as possible.
That tradition goes right the way back to Joan Littlewood,
of course, which is
a story in itself, and of course there's the connection, isn't there, between East London and Brazil and Rio in particular, isn't there?
Of course, with the Olympics happening there in a couple of years' time. So
it's all sort of
in parallel.
So is that why Kerry went over again? He's the artistic director and things. Is that why he went over?
He was sort of involved quite a bit with various London 2012 projects. So so it's all about, I suppose, sharing knowledge and making sure the things that happen in Rio
sort of carries on. It's like passing the baton on, or the Olympic flag that's what sounds good. What I'm thinking is there might be someone listening who's thinking, this all sounds a little bit mad.
Yeah. But can I say one thing?
Go on.
So a lot of the feedback that we've had from, you know, people that we've talked to about being possible hosts for, we're calling them hosts, the guys who have the theatre their home. And they always say, well, are you going to bring big, massive lights and a big sound desk and all of that? And, you know, because they're really scared about having their rooms rearranged and painting their walls with colours and so on. It's really not going to be like that at all. It's literally going to be that one actor coming into whichever room you want it to be performed in and performing it in front of you. So it's almost like that actor's going to replace a telly in your
So not going to completely rearrange a little bit of things, but put it all back exactly the same as before. And the day after, you'd never know it's happened.
Yeah. And even if things are moved around, they'll be really, really subtle. They won't be, you know, we're going to take your sofa and take it to the garden for a day and all of that stuff. I promise.
Okay, I'm just thinking, there might be someone who's listening to this thinking, I'll tell you what, this sounds a sort of thing. Because it is a bit mad, it is a bit crazy, and that's what I quite like about it. And who say, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind giving this a go. There's no cost involved. You don't have to pay anything.
It's absolutely free, so you don't
absolutely
pay a penny.
Absolutely free. Somebody's thinking, I would like my flat. And you're listening now, at home, and you're thinking, I'll tell you what, my flat, my house, wherever it is you live, I would like somebody to come around and perform for me and my family, How do they get involved?
It's really simple, really, really simple. Just visit the Theatre Royal website, which is www.stratfordeast.com.
That's all one word, Stratford East,
StratfordEast.com. And once you go on the website, there'll be a little link which says apply for home theatre.
Right, you can follow the links. Yeah. And you have to fill in a form or something?
Yeah, a really, really short form. It'll take you about 5 minutes to fill it in and then just send it back to the theatre via email or post or whichever suits.
When have you got to do this by?
The deadline is tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Yeah. So this is like get your skates on.
So if
you want to, anyone wants to do this, get their skates on. Yeah. Don't sort of like think, well, I'll have a think. No, don't have a think about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to just do something, don't you? Do you know sometimes in your life, it's like you just think, how bad can it be? You know,
5 minutes to fill in.
It sounds absolutely great. And there's a telephone number as well, I think, isn't there, that people can ring?
So, you know, if people've got more questions, give me a call on 0208-279-1157.
And we'll give that number out at the end at the end of the show. That'd be good. You will remind me, though,
of course.
I tend to do it. I promise all sorts of things, and I never deliver, do I? And does it really matter? The other thing, I'm just thinking in terms of, like, the legal situation surrounding this. Like, just say somebody's, like, living in a place and it's, like, it's a council place or it's a housing association things like that. And they're thinking, hang on, I'm going to have a theatre performance. And, you know, there's all this licensing things these days. And do you have to apply for anybody? Does it?
No, because it's more of a private performance which is happening.
There won't be posters up. There won't be all these strangers turning up saying, excuse me, I'll come for the performance.
No, because it's completely up to the homeowner who they invite to the performance. So the theatre's not going to say to you, you have to invite this person and that person. It's absolutely about, you know, you inviting your friends, your family, and so on. So, yeah, it's a completely private event.
And it is going to be filmed, though, isn't it? This.
Yeah, so alongside the actor, the one actor or actress that you'll have, or yeah, it could be a poet, it could be any type of artist, actually, you'll have another person recording the performance on a very small camera. Nothing major, nothing big.
A bit like your sort of camcorder, yeah, maybe lab, probably camera, have at home, yeah.
Yeah, so you barely notice them. So what we're going to do 2 weeks later, on the 9th of November, is actually broadcast all those performances which took place online on our website, so the rest of the world can see what happened on that Saturday.
All right, so it's going to be... explain that to me again. It's going to be shown at the theatre.
So we'll have the festival, so we'll have all the performances on the Saturday, the 26th right. of October. 2 weeks later, on the 9th of November,
yep.
We'll have all those performances that were recorded,
yep.
broadcast on our website.
Oh, online. On the website. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. okay. You're going to show it live at the theatre as well?
Yeah, as well.
All right, so someone can go along to the theatre, they can watch see their own living room
on the theatre. And it'll give a chance for everyone to sort of, who doesn't have a performance performed in their house, kind of to come along and see what happened, because there'll be 30 very, very different shows. Yeah.
Too much, Shabbat. This is an absolutely brilliant idea. I think it's absolutely good. If there's one reason, though, we've got to go to the break in it. If there's one reason, that you think that people should get involved in this project, what do you think that would be?
Do you know what? Things like this don't come around very often. And also because it's a show which is going to be completely about the person whose home it is, and it's free. It's a great event. Sorry, to invite your friends and family to have a night in. You know, instead of watching a DVD, watch a bit of theatre at your home. And it's a new project. It's something that hasn't happened before. So anyone who applies is going to be, a part of something which has never really been done before in London. So exciting times.
Shabavik, well, from the Theatre Rollins, Shabavik, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. But you will stay, wouldn't you? Because after the break, we've got a report on an exhibition down at Bethnal Green Museum of Childhood about children and war. It's a little bit edgy, you'll stay for that, won't you?
Yeah, of course.
Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.
To advertise your business...